It is 43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. It's your fifth day of November, and it's a VIP Wednesday.
I'm sure it's your all of your favorite day of the week.
What is there, five of us as well? I think there's something going on here.
The VIPs. Ooh,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, good things come in five.
In studio.
Right. Amen.
In studio today, another crazy week in the NFL, huh?
That's for sure.
Very crazy.
good stuff if you're James Timberlake, though. Yeah. And Andrew, huh?
I was saying that. I had a point gained on me. A couple points gained on me.
Okay. We are in the First Northern Bank, Harold's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. Remember, you can still sign up to play and win weekly prizes. All right? So you're always eligible to win the weekly prize. So if you're not signed up, get signed up and play along with us. Alyssa Jolovich, our winner out in Dayton this week, she wins $100 gift certificate to the Wyono Bar and Grill. Congratulations, Alyssa. Out in Dayton, she was 12 of 14 points.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'd take that.
Man, that was a great score, Alyssa.
Good job, Alyssa.
So, $100 in gift certificate going to the Wyono Bar and Grill to Alyssa. So go enjoy some great food at the Wyono Bar and Grill, Alyssa, with your $100. Nice. And this week we've got Bighorn merch.
Merch. That's never not going to be funny.
I know, right?
Anheuser-Busch merch.
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch merch.
Yep. I heard that one.
Bighorn Beverage, our great sponsor this week, and you have a chance to win some swag from Bighorn Beverage, our great weekly sponsor this week in the First Northern Bank Harold's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. And remember, if you've been playing with us along the way and you are in the number one spot at the end of the year after everything's over, the big game's done, you get to go down to Carol's Furniture if you are the big winner and get $1,200.
Yeah, it was so fun last year.
Good stuff down there at Carol's Furniture. Stuff. Wow. Furniture merch.
Furniture merch.
Furniture merch.
That rolls right off my tongue. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was good. Yep. So you get down, go
Miss
down.
Miss Debbie won last year.
Yes,
yeah, that
Debbie
was fun.
Isaacson won that.
She did. And, Thank you, Debbie. That was a lot of fun.
She had a lot of fun picking up $1,200 worth of merch.
Furniture merch.
Had to think about it. Thanks for helping me, buddy.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, let's look at the weekly score. Our score this week, Chuck.
Hi.
Hey. Wow.
Good morning.
I haven't seen you in the number 8 point slot.
Here we are. Here I am. And, you know, I like to dedicate this one to the New Jersey Jets, and maybe the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
But Jersey Jets.
He's renaming them.
I said that on purpose.
Chuck, 8 points. Rough week for you there, friend.
Yeah. But better than 50%.
Yeah, well, James wasn't far behind you at 9.
Yeah, there were a couple, we had a couple upsets that kind of threw things for a loop.
Threw you down there.
Yeah. That was my problem, too.
Yeah. I mean, Minnesota won, Carolina beat Green Bay. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
I know.
There were a lot of upsets.
Couple. Dallas just laying an egg on prime
that's
time.
That's not a surprise.
Sorry.
Now they got Logan Wilson.
I know. Monday night was hard to be a Cowboys fan, and then Tuesday we got revived.
Yeah, it's true. Trade deadline will fix everybody.
Yeah, University of Wyoming Cowboys stand out, and Cincinnati Bengals stand out. Logan Wilson traded. Yeah. To the Dallas Cowboys magic.
He's
Melanie,
a Cowboy again.
I know.
Cowboy to Cowboy.
Right. I know. Will it help your 9 points, though?
You know, it might be a little late for that. I don't know.
Right.
9 points, you and James this week. Magic. Yep. Yeah. Start bringing your wand in.
Well, the wand is broken.
Or 2 weeks ago.
Remember? The wand is broken.
You better fix that thing. 9 points for Magic Melanie. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie.
Darn upset.
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Look at these two guys grinning ear to ear.
I'm digging it.
They fist bumped.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe we need to
thank you, Buffalo Bills.
Rally these mics. I think.
Yeah, we got to switch things around.
Yeah, you guys. I'm gonna make you change microphones next week. Throw you all off, right?
Oh boy,
we were the only ones that picked Buffalo, so that worked
that
out
was,
good for us.
You know, it's so hard to pick Kansas City and cheer for Buffalo.
Yeah,
I know.
But I was so glad Buffalo won.
Hey, well, and then Pittsburgh too. That was another game.
Yeah.
I was iffy on that one. And Arizona, I switched last minute. I had Arizona picked.
Really?
Yeah.
Good choice.
Nice.
I switched it.
Yeah.
I went to Dallas. I was like, yeah, they're gonna. Yeah.
Okay. So. Honestly, retrospective, we should have seen the Buffalo thing coming. All they do is beat that team in regular season.
Yeah.
Not in the playoffs.
Hindsight is always 20/20, I believe, is the old phrase.
Yeah.
I said that last week.
You did say that.
My,
right.
Mm-hmm. The analyst.
You called
that was
it.
My analysis.
Look at that.
I know.
Look at
the analyst. Did you see how his chest kind of went a little bit? Yeah.
I said.
I like that.
His chest did bump out.
I love it. That's great.
Awesome.
We gotta, like,
all right, analyst, what are you going to do this week for us?
That's right.
He's really breaking out of the shell.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I'm not sharing this.
He was more confident about that than when he proposed.
Yeah, that was scary.
True story.
True story.
Right. Good
one. Fiance listens, too.
Oh, boy. Yes. Love you, sweetheart.
Good job, Andrew. 10 points. Nice. All right. So, you can play along. You could win weekly merchandise. This week you have a chance to win over $100 in merchandise from Bighorn Beverage, our this week's sponsor, and Alyssa Jolovich. Congratulations. $100 gift card to the YRNO Bar and Grill. Let's look at teams. Well, we might as well just start out with Mr. Chest Puffer over there.
Chesterton Pufferton.
Yes. Denver.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
What a squeaker. At home.
They love to play close games.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, they're a fourth quarter team, for sure. I think they shouldn't have any issues this week, though. Denver. Okay.
Your professional analysis?
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm going Denver, too. Yeah, I mean, from left to right here. So we're going to keep it rolling.
What did Andrew say? No, what did Jamie say? I'm going to say Denver.
Denver.
I'm going Denver.
Denver. Even though Melanie isn't a Denver fan.
I am not. In this case, I shall
concede. It's hard to pick for Las Vegas in this scenario.
Well, they've only won two games.
Yeah.
Okay. We said that about Arizona, too. Teams.
That's true.
Yeah.
True story.
It is the NFL.
It is. All right, Jamie, since you were one of the top picks this week.
Yeah.
Your Saints...
Not because of the Saints, though.
Still 1-8. Are going to Carolina, 5-4. 98% of the world says Carolina.
Well, have you looked at the 98% of some of those other picks, too? And then they get squashed.
True.
So I am going to go Carolina this week.
What?
Yeah, just possibly.
This is the one you're not riding New Orleans on?
But I think I might change
it
last minute. I do. I bet you this is going to be an upset.
But you didn't
for
pick
you
it.
Or yeah, for the nation?
For the nation.
Okay.
For the nation, it'll be an upset. What do you think, Andrew?
I don't think so. Going Carolina.
I am picking not only Carolina to win this game, that is my survivor pick, which I am. I have to say, I scored 8 points. I'm still the only one
that's
in that
true.
Pool there.
You
out of this
are
a
survivor, yeah. Congratulations.
There's something to be said about that.
Okay.
Now it's
we'll
done.
Give you a
now
point
I'm calm.
Okay. Carolina.
Okay. Magic, Carolina.
Just yeah, that's right.
I also have Carolina picked as my survivor.
Oh, okay,
I wrote it down right there. Yeah.
Okay. So.
I'm going Carolina as well. That's also my survivor pick. Sorry, Jamie.
I know. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this might be the upset here.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking Buffalo. All right, Jamie. We went to you, Thorgo. Chuck, Buffalo.
I will say Josh Allen. Sorry, Josh, not picking you last week. And Miami is a tire fire in a beautiful, climate.
Yeah.
I don't know if their coach is going to last the year.
Their coach might last.
He's
their
got
GM
swag, though. That guy always looks, so stylish.
He looks like a
he
head
looks,
coach
he
for Miami
He doesn't know how to
team.
Coach, but and I say that
he's
as...
He's a nerd.
He is. He's so funny when he does interviews. He it's like, oh, hey, thanks for inviting me down.
All that stuff looks a lot better when you're not 2-7.
Yes. Right. It does.
Yeesh.
Jamie? Yeah, Miami, Buffalo.
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 Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Everybody's going Buffalo. Buffalo, 98% of the world says Buffalo this week. 46% say Minnesota, 54% Baltimore. James, what do you say, Viking man?
Baltimore. They got Lamar back. Their defense played a little bit better. On Thursday, they got the extended rest. I'm going Baltimore in this
one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Minnesota, I mean, they won last week against Detroit. I did not think they had any shot in that game. And the stats kind of show they probably shouldn't have won that game, but that's the way the game goes sometimes. But still going Baltimore on this one.
Going Baltimore.
Every game matters now for Baltimore. They have to basically win out if they want to get a higher seed.
Yeah.
Minnesota's so fickle.
Yeah, they're a weird team.
I'm going to go Baltimore.
Yes, they are an enigma, as we say in the radio.
Yeah.
I will go Baltimore, and I'm going to stand behind my... Baltimore is going to make the playoffs still. I think that team is going to push and be real scary. So, Baltimore.
Good say that.
Yeah, I got Baltimore as well.
Baltimore. I think Chuck's right. Baltimore, yeah.
Thank you.
They're in a kind of a messy division, so...
Well, yeah, truly. That's a mess. Yeah, yeah. They could win that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. 3-5 record. I know. Yeah, can still win.
They're right second place in the division.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez, that's a little bit. Well, let's look at some other games. New England going to Tampa Bay. Now, New England 7-2. Tampa Bay is 6-2. Magic, what do you think?
This game kind of scares me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Tampa though.
Tampa
could be game of the week, honestly.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In terms of outlook.
What do you think, James?
I'm going to go Tampa, but New England is, it feels like they're getting better every single week. So that's up in the air for me, but I'm going Tampa. Off
going
a bye.
Tampa?
Yeah, a home team. I'm picking Tampa. That's a tough game. It was like 7-2, 6-2.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a good matchup.
Man, to think we New England got rid of Tom Brady and they suffered maybe 3 or 4 years and now they're back to being possible.
Yeah.
AFC contenders.
6-2. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. What do you think, Jamie?
I think I'm going to go Tampa as well. But that one, yeah, I'm kind of with James over there. New England could possibly. That could be a pick that I change.
That's every one of your picks, man.
I feel the ad for this week.
Can we all come over to your house and watch you make your picks before the game?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, actually.
I'm going to change it. I'm changing this. I'm changing that.
Yeah.
I'll go New England just to save the graphic.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Making or breaking a point there.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Chuck. Chicago's at home. The Bears taking on the Giants.
I am going to go with the shiny black helmets, my friend.
Okay.
The Bears.
The Bears. Magic?
The Bears.
James?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Bears. They've been playing a lot better recently.
The Bears.
Bears. Yeah. All right. Everybody's going the Bears. Okay. Now, San Francisco. 6-3 on the year. The Rams are 6-2. What do you think, Andrew?
This is a hard one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll go with the Rams.
Going with the Rams.
I'm going to go the home team, San Francisco.
Go team.
Yeah,
go.
I'm going with the 49ers on that
49ers.
One.
I don't think Purdy's back.
It doesn't look like he will be.
So I'm going to go Rams.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Rams as well.
Monday night, the Packers, 5-2. Philadelphia, 6-2. Jamie.
I'm going Philadelphia on this one. They're going to upset Green Bay at home.
Green Bay did not play well.
No, they did not.
Last week.
I'm with Jamie, going Eagles.
Eagles. Flying, what do they call them? Flying high.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Die, Eagles, die.
Yeah.
This might change, but I'm Green Bay for all my Green Bay fans, and not my fans, but my family fans.
You do have a lot of fans.
I do have a lot of fans.
You do have a lot of fans. Like, oh, my God.
I'm just so humble.
Wherever you go.
All the people that I know and love that are Green Bay fans, right now I'm picking them to win by 3. That might change. I probably should change some of these. I'm realizing me sticking to my picks from Wednesday to Tuesday, not working well.
Well, changing it up. You do have a lot of fans, Chuck, by the way.
Thanks.
I don't. This game also, Green Bay at home always is tough. Right now I have Philadelphia. I might change. I never say that. Now
we got the waffle. Yeah. Waffle crew.
Is Jamie wearing off on all of this?
Yeah, I know, right?
Nice. Yeah.
It's a maybe.
I'm going to go Philly, but I mean, Green Bay is... They play to their competition. They'll play as bad as the Panthers 1 week, and then the next week they'll play as good as Philadelphia. They're just a weird team.
I have no love for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't. I'm still going to go Philly, though. They looked a lot better since their bye week. So I'm going Philly.
All right. James, we'll stay with you. Jacksonville at Houston.
I'll go Houston. Good defense.
Ooh.
Good defense in Houston.
What do you think?
Houston. I agree. Houston.
The country says 69% Jacksonville.
We got to talk about those stats, but I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Going Jacksonville.
Yeah, I got Jacksonville picked.
Okay. I'll go Houston at home.
All right, Andrew, what's your survivor pick?
The Bears.
Hey.
I'm not sure yet.
All right.
Oh, man. Jamie, we're changing your logo.
Chuck again?
Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, Carolina.
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 All right, there we go. Thank you very much, VIPs, for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. You can play along in the First Northern Bank, Carol's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em, and that you can win weekly merchandise. And again, congratulations to Alyssa Jolovich out in Dayton for this week's winner. $100 gift card to the Wyarno Bar and Grill, and you have a chance to win. Get signed up. $100 in merchandise from Bighorn Beverage. You're listening to News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. Fox News and the World News Roundup is on the way next.
News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan, broadcasting from the Dr. Bateman at Sheridan.